This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? It is your favorite mentally ill podcast YouTube host, Lee Hammock, a.k.a. Mr. Mental Illness himself, with today's new mental health episode. If you're new to my channel, I am a person that's diagnosed with narcissistic personality disorder. This channel is about telling my story, telling about my life, my experiences, and to offer you the perspective, the very rare perspective inside the head of someone who is a self-aware narcissist. So today's episode is going to be about when I first meet you, like my first impressions, how I react to when I first meet somebody. So it's kind of weird how my mind works. So when I first meet people, I'm always like men, women, romantically, non-romantically, it's all kind of the same. When I first meet you, it's more along the lines of like intel, like intelligence gathering and things like that. It's more along the lines of trying to figure you out from head to toe, from what makes you tick, what you like, what you don't like, and things like that. So I'm going to go into the relationship side of things first, because I think people are extremely interested in that. You know, people want to know like the red flags or how a narcissist will react on like a first date or first meeting someone. So me personally, when I first meet somebody, like nowadays, you know, everything is so social media like centered. Like I feel like you're more likely to meet somebody online on Facebook or Instagram or TikTok or something like that. You're more likely to meet them online first as opposed to meeting them in person. So as a narcissist, meeting somebody online is extremely, you know, it's easier. It's like a lot easier to get to know what makes people tick. Because before you reach out to somebody, you can actually study them for a very long time. You can watch their online profile. You can see what they like and what they don't like. You can see what type of music they like. So you can, like, it's going to sound messed up, but like I've done this before where I've seen people's favorite songs. So I've changed my ringtone to somebody's favorite song. So when I meet them and somebody calls me, your favorite song is what? You're like, oh, I like that song. Like, me too. That's my favorite song, you know? I want you to think that we, like, when I first meet you, I've studied you so much online. I know what makes you tick. I love it, you know? So when I first meet you, we can sweep you off of your feet. Like, literally sweep you off of your feet. Make you so happy and feel just full of love and energy and joy because you like, in your head, you're thinking, like, I've met somebody. I've never felt this way before. Like, he just gets me. And, like, we really do get you, you know what I mean? Because we studied you for so long. Like I said, online is so easy because nowadays people put everything that they're looking for online, everything that they're looking for in a man or a woman or a significant other, they put it online for you to see. It's, like, up for grabs. It's there for you to see. So you get it, you study it. So when you meet somebody, like, you know what makes them tick. Like, I think a lot of people get confused to the point where they think narcissists are so self-centered and so about us. Like, we're so much, everything is about us so much so that people don't realize that when I first meet you, it's all about you. I will try my best to learn literally everything that I can about you in general, in person, and things like that. Just so that I can know what makes you laugh, so I can make you cry. I want to know what makes you cry, so I can make you laugh. I want to know what makes you tick, because when I get, like, it's not like, I don't think it's intentional to the point. It's like subconsciously conscious. You know, you're doing it, but you don't know why you're doing it. I don't know why I'm gathering all this intel. I just want to make you happy. You know what I mean? It's not too, like, I think people think narcissists go out here, and some of them do, but like, I think people think all narcissists go out here and just hunt people to hurt them. You know, like, the love bombing wasn't real. Like, when I love bomb somebody, it's love bombing because it's the stuff that they like. It's the stuff that they enjoy. You know what I mean? And I actually like doing it. I actually like giving them that that feeling and making them happy and stuff like that. It makes me happy. Like, why waste so much time, effort, and energy into breaking somebody down that I don't care about? You know what I mean? So I actually think love bombing is, like, real. I know I'm kind of going off everywhere. I'm going to get better at this, y'all. Just kind of bear with me for this first few episodes. But it's just, like, crazy. Like, first date is all about you. I want to know how your relationship with your parents was. I want to know how you grew up. I want to know who your best friend is and what kind of beef y'all have had. I want to know everything there is to know about you. And I'm going to hardly give you anything about me. Like, you might not realize it, but, like, when you leave that first date or that first encounter, you might not know nothing about me. The only thing you'll know about me will be the similarities to you, to the stuff that you've told me. Like, yeah, I can agree with that. Like, my dad was the same way. My mom was the same way. Tell me, like, what are your goals? What are your dreams? Like, tell me more. Like, I'm just so interested in you. So when I love, like, so I get what I need. Sometimes people just do it because they want to sleep with you. You know what I mean? But a lot of times, sometimes they do it because they actually want to be in a relationship with you. Narcissists want to feel like normal human beings too. So we want to do what we can to be in a relationship. Like, I want to be normal. I've always wanted to feel like a normal human being. Like, I want to feel normal. So I need to get in a relationship. I need to be in love. I need to have a family. I need to do this. So how do I fall in love? How do I get people to love me? Because internally, I don't like myself. Internally, I'm battling with myself. Internally, I'm battling with a strong dislike for myself. So I don't think anybody can like me. I don't think anybody can love me without becoming somebody else, without becoming this other person that you love and care about. So I'm trying so hard to make you happy. And then that's where the love bomb comes from. I'm trying so hard to make you happy, so hard to get you to love and care about me, because I don't think I'm worthy of love. I don't think I deserve love. So I'm trying so hard to get it from you. You know what I mean? I'm trying so hard to give it to you. And then eventually, like, it gets hard to keep up that facade. It gets hard to keep up that persona. So I think the common term that people use is the mask slips. And then we become who we've always been. We become the normal person that we don't think people like and people care about. So we start to devalue you. We start to treat you badly. And you know it too. You feel it. You're like, damn, this is not the same person I met. This is not the person that swept me off my feet. And you try so hard to get that feeling back. Like, you try so hard to get that person back. Like, you try so hard to get that person. Like, we can do, so we, you're trying so hard to get that love and affection back that you got in the beginning, that we can do a lot less to make you happy. You will accept a lot less from us, because now you can, at least you're getting a little bit of love. I think that's called breadcrumbing. We can give you a little bit to make you feel a lot. We can just say, damn, you look good today. And that will just set you off. You're like, damn, he's back to normal now. He's complimenting me again and things like that. And that's how the relationship goes. So let's get back to, like, when I first meet somebody else. Like, when I first meet another man that could be a friend, I'll first meet, like, a girlfriend's, her best friend's boyfriend, something like that. I'm always overanalyzing that person. Like, if it's a man, or if they're in a homosexual relationship, anything like that, bisexual, whatever they have going on, I'm always comparing and contrasting myself to that person. It's like, I want to know that person's weaknesses and strengths, just in case, just to protect myself. You know, I want to know what makes that person, how I can hurt that person. So I'm meeting somebody, I'm sizing them up. I was like, okay, is he better looking than me? If he is, I'm like, okay, well, what do I have on him? Is he taller than me? If he is, okay, what can I get on him? Can I beat his ass? If I think I can't beat his ass, then, like, do I know I made more money than him? I have to find some kind of, find some kind of insecurity of his to make myself feel better, or hers, to make myself feel better about myself and my situation. And also, like I said, also to protect myself, just in case we get into an argument later on or something like that, I need to have something to hurt you. I need to be able to get the upper hand on you. I don't like going into friendships and relationships where I don't have an upper hand to hurt that person some way, shape, or form. You know what I mean? I don't like that. I don't like going into something empty-handed, for lack of a better term. So I need to find some way, shape, or form to, you know what I mean, just to protect myself. It's all about protection and just, you know, covering up insecurities in my own brain and my own thought process that I mean, it's crazy how it works. It gets tiring, y'all. It's so doing it for so long, trying to be somebody else for so long, it gets, you know, it does get extremely, extremely, like, tiring, and you don't want to do it, you know what I mean? You don't want to have to keep doing it, but, like, we press forward, we try to become somebody else, we try to be a better person, we lift weights to get stronger, we go to school to get smart, I lift weights so I can be stronger than you, my body can look better than yours, I go to school so I can be smarter than you, so I can make more money than you, you know what I mean? I work hard. You mean I'm just trying to be different. And, you know, I've always said that, like, my goal overall is to be the best. Like, I know it sounds weird. It's going to sound super narcissistic. But my goal has always been to be the best narcissist possible. And y'all bear with me. I'm opening this drink real quick. My throat is parched. Oh, I need to get that. Sorry. But, yeah, when I first meet somebody, it's always intel gathering because I need to protect myself some way, shape, or form. I need to be able to hurt that person. Not intentionally. You know, I don't want to hurt them. I don't want to, like, go into it and, like, I'm going to hurt you tomorrow. It's always just in case you say this to me, I need something to say to you that's equally bad. I need to know if you cheated on your ex. I need to know if you cheated on, if you hit her or you, I mean, I need to have something. And if I can't get anything, then I don't want to be around that person ever again. You know what I mean? If they one-up me in every single aspect of life, then I don't want to be around that person. That's make me feel super insecure. So I don't ever want to see that person again in my life. You know what I mean? I know it sounds weird, loud, but, like, the way my mind works is such, like, it's all about data collection and intel and things like that. So sooner or later, it'll all come to fruition. You know what I mean? But that's always been the goal, is to be the best narcissist. Now, I know it sounds dark and stupid as hell, but, like, that's how I have to deal with my existence nowadays. But anyways, y'all, this is getting a little long, so I'm gonna cut it short. Gotta go upstairs and go to sleep. So thank y'all for tuning in. I really, really, truly appreciate it. You can find me on TikTok at mental illness, just mental illness straightforward. On Instagram, mental_illness. Some random person has mental illness on there and I hate it. I'm just like, she got like 5 followers. And I'm like, but I also have a Facebook page and everything like that. But, like, just add me. And, like I said, Snapchat is IHAM with 2 M's, legend, IHAMMLEGEND. Add me on Snapchat. Find me on there. Find me on, like I said, find me on YouTube. Subscribe, like, and subscribe to here. And then, of course, the podcast. I'm podcasting at the same time. I'll see these headphones in. Anyway, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in. I really do love and appreciate y'all so much. Till next time, peace.